Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call of Motherson Sumi Systems Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chaand Sehgal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this special call of Motherson Sumi, based on the board meeting that was held yesterday. We have tried to take the whole particular matter very, very openly, clearly, transparently in front of everybody. The board has requested for the committee to appoint advisors, investment bankers and lawyers who can then tell us or make a proposal for us which would be on the lines as what has been decided, which is that Motherson Sumi would split into two companies and identical companies, and we would then after that study that particular proposal and then eventually put it for the EGM or as the law would decide the procedure for the thing, if deemed fit. I think more will be answered by the people who are here. With me today is Pankaj, who is the CEO. We also have Kauba, the CFO. We have Raghuji, who is our lead counsel and also the legal representative of Motherson Sumi. So we all are here to answer your questions and doubts, if any, and we'll try to remove that. Thank you.
So shall we start with the question and answer session?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jayak Shah from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats for this this move. Sir, two, three questions I have. One, just a clarification. So only the India wiring harness business would stay in one company, not the total wiring harness, right? The PKCs of the world, etc., would be in the 100% subsidiary. And similarly, from SAMIL, only SMR PV will be merged, not some of the other related businesses will also be a part of the 100% subsidiary. Because we have some like Hyundai business and some of the other businesses also over there. So if you can just elaborate slightly on that.
Sure. What we have discussed with Sumitomo-san also is that the Indian business of wiring harness was the original reason why we had set up this particular joint venture with them in 1986, and they want that we should be bringing it back to that particular situation. So only the domestic wiring harness business in India will be in this subsidiary or this split company which will come up, and Kyungshin and other joint ventures will go on to the other side. So for ease of everybody, what we will do is we will divide it as Muscle 1 and Muscle 2. Muscle 2 being the company which is having the non-wiring harness business of Indian domestic, this thing over there. In Muscle 2, all the joint ventures will go over there. That's the plan. And you're right, in SMR PBV only we want to merge the 51 and 49 together. The other companies of SAMIL will not be a part of this particular issue. Gawa?
Yes, sir. The whole idea is to make it very simple and transparent, as Mr. Sehgal emphasized in the background, because the market is well, and we are trying to give a mirror valuation, mirror shareholding, so that everybody is very...
So there is nothing on the valuation.
Yeah.
No, sir, this is really a great move. And sir, does this also help you in any way to pursue your M&A strategy slightly better? Because especially in the wiring harness business, will it help you to pursue your M&A strategies better, which is non-passenger vehicle wiring harness, like the PKC1? And apart from that, also any related business in the polymer or in the mirror side, does this help you to pursue M&As in a better way?
I think our M&A strategy doesn't become better or worse, really. What actually happens is that Sumitomo-san has keiretsu and other obligations which is there. So they are free from this particular part. So we can pursue our goals and they can pursue their goal of, you know, Madhusan, together with Madhusan, building up a strong wiring harness company in India. So definitely it will ease, but I don't think it becomes better or worse or something like that. Ease up, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, I meant from that perspective. Great. Thank you very much. I'll come back for more questions.
Thanks, Siraj.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amin Pirani from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I joined a few minutes late, so pardon me if I'm repeating a question. One of the motivations, as you mentioned, for this structuring is that Sumitomo-san, you know, wanted to be a bigger part of the India wiring harness business. But when you mirror the shareholding, Sumitomo will continue to own 26% stake in the SMRP BV and other entity. So I just want to understand how that is solving that particular issue, this structure.
See, basically what will happen is that the domestic wiring harness business, as we said, with the mirror split shareholding, it will continue to be the same. But on the other side, once we are merging as part of this whole structure, if it gets approved from the board in the in-principle approval, then the SMRPBV portion merges that 49%. So it doesn't remain.
Okay, so you're saying Sumitomo's stake will come down based on how the valuation is done for the 49% stake there.
Absolutely right.
But they will continue... Sorry.
Go ahead.
So, but they will continue to be, at least as we what we know today, they will continue to be a shareholder, maybe not 26%, but at a lower rate going forward as well.
Yes.
Okay.
But
okay.
We have no indication that they have to sell or like that. That's purely their decision, how they would like to do it. But once they are not 26%, then they can hold the shares also. They can sell them also. It's up to them.
Understood. Obviously, it's a bit early for this question, but I mean, obviously, SMRP BV is not listed separately, and hence the valuation obviously is a matter of opinion at this stage. So, do you plan to list SMRP BV also, say, somewhere in Europe to derive valuation, or you would do the transfer at a certain valuation based on certain, you know, expert opinions?
So I think the export opinion will come, but we have no plans to list any other company. Madhusan, at least the Madhusan side of the family, we believe that one company where all the holding will be there would be the company, and we will keep it that way. We don't believe in multiple companies and all that.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue for more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth from Nomura Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first, some clarification on the domestic wiring harness business. So, the exports which we do out of the standalone business, will they be also part of the new entity, or they will continue to remain a part of the existing entity?
See, all the details will be worked out. So there is a period of about 90 to 120 days in which all the nitty-gritties of the whole thing will be presented to the board. So all the details we will be able to share with you later.
However, we don't also see tremendous amount of exports happening. The export is a very small percentage of our wiring harness. Of course, we are exporting components and things like that, which will be on the other side.
Got it, sir. And secondly, on the acquisition philosophy now, so basically earlier we had maintained the structure where the polymers and mirror businesses were in 51% entity. So now, any changes we have in the philosophy, for example, will this structure now help us to acquire other entities which are outside this polymer, wiring harness and mirror business? So anything on that line?
Absolutely. It will help us. But as I explained to Chirag also, you know, it's not better or worse. We will continue our head-on-the-shoulder philosophy for acquisitions based on the bottom line as well. And if we can't see a 40% growth, we would not do that acquisition. So it doesn't make it easier, but what it does is it makes it a bit convenient because Sumitomo-san then is not involved in this particular part. So in that sense, yes, it will be a bit easier, but it's not better or worse. I mean, we are not absolutely sort of, you know, loose cannons or something that we'll go into the market and just take over whatever. So very, very clear. We maintain the same philosophy, same top line, bottom line focus. And yes, it will be a bit easier.
Sir, good morning. This is Kapil. I just had one question. In terms of acquisitions, we if there are certain wiring harness related acquisitions, where should we expect them in future, in which entity?
Good question. As the Sumitomo-san name clearly says, domestic wiring harness, so you can be rest assured it's not going to be there.
Okay.
But you're not putting any words in my mouth, and I'm not saying anything. But all I'm trying to explain to you is, hypothetically, yes, if that does happen, it will go probably to the other side, not to the Varikhan side, not to Sumitomo-san side.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riken Gopani from Infina Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one, with the resultant entity where Samil will also own stake, will the promoter holding be in line with the listing requirements, or will there be will that be higher? If you could just help us understand that.
You are way ahead of the whole particular thing. We have to wait for all the valuations and everything to be done. But why would we break any law or anything of the sort? We would not be in any this thing over there. And I think we are very conscious of the fact that we have always been very fair to all our investors. I mean, our 26 years history tells you the amount we have paid back to the shareholders is legendary. So we are not going to destroy it in any this thing over there. Whatever will happen at a method where we leave a lot of the thing for the investors which are there in Madison.
Right, right. Got it, sir. And second question was with regards to the shareholder loans which in recent past were given from the standalone entity. So would there be some change to that as well as a part of this transaction?
I mean, there will not be any change to that. I mean, if there are overseas, again, it is a question of minute detail. So whatever loans are there, they are getting netted as case, in case of Masal, maybe Samil also, the similar treatment will happen. So depending upon the final structure when it comes, you will have all the financial details on the same.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sonal Gupta from Union Bank of India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Sir, two questions from my side. One was on the wiring harness, I mean, historically we've not been pursuing overseas the passenger vehicle wiring harness business because that conflicts with Sumitomo. So do you think this sort of separation will allow you to pursue that as well?
I think the fact that, you know, PKC and MWSI, things are happening very, very good. I mean, you've seen the results. They've done an outstanding job. I think if there is such opportunities over there and we don't come into conflict, we will definitely look into it. But again, on the top line and bottom line expectations.
Sure, sir. And the other question I had was that, now that we are separating and assuming we are no longer constrained because of Sumitomo trying to maintain a certain level of shareholding looking at certain businesses, then shouldn't you merge all the whatever is being done by operating businesses in SAML, which are related to auto components in this? What I'm asking is, what is the rationale for continuing to have some businesses outside of the this entity now as a separate thing?
Great question, yeah. Thank you for asking this question. The other businesses that we have are joint ventures. And it's very difficult to put all the joint ventures together in one company and, you know, tell them all that, look, we are all one. That integration is very difficult to try to explain to the people. So all the joint ventures and all that. So whatever is the business of SAML, our joint ventures, that will stay different. At this particular moment, it's a bit too early to really tell you what will go where and this thing and all that. We'll wait for the experts to come and tell us which is the best way to separate that. But by and large, the joint ventures will be out.
Okay.
And Sonal, just to put the right words, we are not separating. I mean, we continue to have the same shareholding.
Right in his words. My words are okay.
Sonal, just to correct your words.
That's a better way.
We are not separating. I mean, the shareholding of the domestic wiring harness company will remain unchanged.
Yes. And a lot of people are, if you're thinking that, you know, we are going to sell out over there or something, that's nothing up there. We maintain our holding over there. Together, Sumitomo-san and Madhusan will be running the domestic wiring harness company also very, very ably and very capably. We can be rest assured.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thanks.
Question is from the line of Jinesh Gandhi from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question pertains to Muscle 2, where there will be other businesses apart from India Wiring Harness. So would it be fair to assume that any future acquisitions now will be only done through Muscle 2?
Yes.
Would that be fair assumption?
Yes, you're right. Because the name of the other company itself is going to be domestic wiring harness. So there is really going to be very little chance, if any, for any acquisition to happen there. Unless some Indian company wants to sell, now that's a different matter and we don't want to comment on that.
Sure. No, sorry. My question was, would SAML now be looking at any acquisitions, acquisitions at group level will be in Muscle 2?
Yes, I think it will be in Muscle 2. SAML would be looking at joint ventures if they have to be set up in India or abroad. That would probably be looked at SAML. Because SAML will also become SAML 1 and SAML 2. So really, it's but by and large, what you're saying is right. All acquisitions will definitely happen in the public listed company. SAML would be more for the joint ventures.
Okay, so in future, JVs can happen in SAML, but acquisitions will happen in Muscle 2.
Definitely, but JVs can also happen with the Muscle.
Obviously. Goes without saying. And second question on the M&A front itself. So now Muscle 2 is free to acquire, hypothetically say, any car wiring harness business outside India as well.
Hypothetically, yes.
Okay. Okay. Understood. And lastly, this transaction, as in when it happens where the share, when Muscle2 acquires 49% of SMR PBV from SAMIL, it will be through equity swap only, right? Or there will be some cash component?
No, I'm not so lucky, so it definitely will be cash. No cash.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Great. Thanks. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Vyas from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead. The line for the current participant has been disconnected. So we move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Pramod Kumar from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity, sir. And I think congrats on taking the first step towards simplification of the structure, which has been a long-standing demand. My first question pertains to the M&A opportunity, sir. While this entire process of demarcation of the business and all kind of gets done, which may take almost a year or so, what is the status on M&A which comes your way? Will you be still acting on them, or will there be a bit of a deferment so that the structure gets more simplified and everything happens in the right entity?
I think we are very actively looking at multiple options which are there. All I can tell you at this particular moment, because we're in the quiet period, you understand we have our board meeting on the 10th of February. So all I can tell you is that there should be no deferment to any of the action, the thing that we are looking at. If the need be, I think everybody, because of the clarity of the structure now, it will become very, very easy to convince all the stakeholders to go ahead with it.
Okay. And sir, by when will we be in a position to kind of put some color on the management split in terms of because the domestic wiring harness business is actually run by the Indian management side. So, and SMRPB will also demand a lot of attention once everything comes together and becomes a separate listed entity. So by what time or by when in the process do you expect that there will be some bit of clarity as to which way the management, top management of the current structure will kind of morph into in terms of to the two different companies?
So, Pramod, you are actually taking a dig at Pankaj and Gauba, is it? No, I think the bandwidth of management in Motherson is exemplary. We have a lot of bandwidth available there. And it's a bit too early to really start thinking or, making any comments on this. I think the next 2 months, 3 months are very critical and valuable for us to really look at the whole scenario. Pankaj and Baba both have been very, very good. They have made sure that there is tremendous amount of people available in the group. And you look at the way PKC and MWSI and even SMP, SMR, I mean, there's tremendous amount of bandwidth in the group. So I'm not very, very concerned about it, but I think at the end of the day, we will come up within maybe the next 2-3 months once the people come up with what the companies are going to look like, what is merging, what is not merging. If that particular thing comes out, then we will dig in deep and pick in all the talents that we have and bring them up in the front.
Thanks a lot, sir, and wish you all the luck with the process. Thanks, sir. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from CGS-CIMB. Please go ahead. The line for the current participant has been disconnected, so we move on to the next question. The next question is from the line of Raghunandan from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. First question was on 3CX 15 and 40% ROCE targets. How will that shape up in the new format?
Boss, we are just doing a readjustment of the company. We are not changing our targets or anything over there. Absolutely. 3CX 15 will remain in focus for the next 2 months. And after that, for all you know, it might go 3CX 10, yeah. We'll tell you the new targets will come out very soon. So I don't think I can guarantee that 3CX 15 will remain. But the other one, 40% ROCE, is the ingrained kind of a thing inside Motherson. All the businesses that we look at, they have the target, ultimate target is to hit, go towards 40% ROCE or better. So we have no changes on that. All companies will just have to wait for another 3 months to see how the group does. But we are very confident that these are good standards to follow, and we will continue with them.
Thank you very much for that, sir. Just one more query. On the you referred that you know, like everyone knows that Motherson, the listed entity, has been extremely fair to the investors and shareholders. So when this acquisition of the remaining part of SMR PBV happens, would it be you know, fair to assume that it would be a EPS accretive acquisition for the Muscle 2?
Definitely, we will leave that to the experts. And you know, in one sense, the reason why we only thought that this would probably be a good way is because the value of 51% of SMR PBB is very clearly known. And when eventually we will do the whole particular thing, you will see that we have been really, really generous and fair with the investors.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jayesh Chandra Gupta from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Nitin Agarwal. Sir, if you could just help us with the current net consolidated net debt number and how much of that you plan to shift to the new entity?
I think we are in a silence period, so let's focus on the concept, and the numbers for the Muscle consolidated will come on 10th February. And as far as this structure is concerned, once the structure is there, appointed date is decided, then only we can discuss about the exact financials, no?
Okay. And if you could just tell us a broad timeline on by when do we expect, you know, this transaction to get completed? And if the second transaction of merger is contingent on the first one?
I mean, it is going to be part of the same scheme. And 90 to 120 days is something which we think will be the period during which we will be able to do all the internal work, including valuations or whatever formalities are required, pre-work for that. And from that, the work will start more on a regulatory side once the board clears that, in terms of filing with the stock exchange, NCLT, or those things.
But from our side, we are going to move on this very, very quickly so that all the disturbance that it causes to people and all that is reduced to the minimum. And definitely from the management of Motherson Sumi, we would like to reassure that we would be very, very transparent and very open with the whole process. So no holds barred. We're absolutely ready to explain.
In fact, that's the whole purpose of being transparent, to come out with a in-principle transaction.
Yeah.
That this is what we are proceeding with, rather than surprising the market.
And yeah, and rumor mills and all these things. So we wanted to be out in the open so that it's very clear.
Okay. And sir, lastly, if you can help us with the shareholding of SAMIL.
The annual report of SAMIL is in the public domain. We will have to check on that.
Okay.
But 90% plus is held by Sehgal family, 92 or something around that.
6% is with the Japanese Sojits, and the balance 4% is with the employees.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratik Sangvi from Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just one quick question. The city Muscle 2, once it owns 100% of SMR PBV, would it be logical for us to assume that the holding structure would collapse and it will actually become an operating company?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It will, because of...
sorry.
That's what we think, but again, it depends upon what advice we are given.
Sure. Because if it remains a holding company, then there are different repercussions. But if it becomes an operating company, then we have different outcomes. I mean, in our minds, not in your mind, but in our minds for sure.
Okay. But as far as Ardising is there, I think it is an operating company because it's operating a lot of the businesses also. So I don't know why you would call it a holding company. You're talking about Muscle 2, right?
Yes. Muscle 1 has always been an operating company.
So Muscle 2 will also be an operating company.
We'll have a good part of business in India as well as...
Yeah.
No, that's fair. But if it just remains...
Sir, let me explain to you. Mate as a division...
Yeah.
The manufacturing division will be a part of Muscle 2, and hence it's an operating company. It's not a holding company, sir.
Okay.
That's. But again, you know, a lot of things are going to happen, moving parts, so we are a bit cautious. That's all.
I take your point. Thank you very much, sir, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shyam Sundar Sriram from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good morning, and wonderful move in terms of simplification of the structure, sir. Sir, my first question is on the order of this process itself. So, firstly, we'll demerge the domestic wiring harness and list it separately with the mirror shareholding as is, including the public holding that is currently there, and Muscle will be there in domestic wiring harness as well, and then the separate entity will be created which will acquire the SAMIL's stake from SMR PBV?
So, I'd love to answer this question because I've been asking this question as well. The thing is that the experts, when they come on board, they will tell us the right process. The lawyers will advise us the right sequence. So, honestly, I'd love to answer this question, but I really don't know myself. But I'm sure that all these experts, you know, now that we have the permission from the board to appoint all these great guys to come in, then we will come to know more. And definitely we'll keep sharing with you on time and again.
Right, sir. Sir, just on a related question, we also have this Kyunshin Motherson, the Hyundai JV wiring harness as well. All that will be part of the domestic wiring harness entity, sir?
No, it will go to the other side.
Oh, okay. And what would be the logic?
It's a joint venture. I told you, the joint ventures will go to the other side. It's not a manufacturing operation of Motherson Sumi. It's a joint venture.
Okay, understood. Sir, just one more thing. Now that we are creating this separate global entity with the SMR PBV, and which is free to acquire businesses outside the polymer and the mirrors, etc., if a new acquisition opportunity opens up, how will you decide whether, at the group level, at the promoter, at the SAMIL level, you'd want to acquire it or you'd want to put it in the Muscle to the new entity?
Very good question. First of all, we will not decide where the acquisition will go. We will decide whether we can see a good top line and we can see a good bottom line. Then we will acquire the company. And if the acquisition, if it's a 100% acquisition, will definitely happen in Muscle 2. It won't go to SAMIL. SAMIL will be probably reserved for more joint ventures and things like that.
Okay, understood, sir. Understood, sir. One more question, sir. In the domestic wiring harness business has been traditionally a very cash-rich company, and that could also be has provided some support to other businesses during times of need. Once it becomes a separate legal entity, we will not be as a muscle entity, we will not be able to use that cash in case if it is required to support any other business, right, sir? In that sense, then do you think there'll be any implications on the leverage for the other businesses?
But tell me something, since you know so much about what we think and what we do, what do you recommend? Yeah.
No, sir. I'm just asking
you
for
to know everything. But as I said, please understand, sir. We are also running the group. We understand these all implications and all that. But first thing that you're thinking, that you know only that company is making the money, I would say revisit that thought process of yours. You can see how profitable and valuable SMR has become. It has a standalone ROS of 43%. PKC has a standalone ROS. The MWSI has a standalone ROS plus 60%. So sir, aap ye kahan se sochne lage ki khali muscle ke andar domestic ke andar mein paisa aa raha hai, isliye hum log book kar rahe hain. So this is your presumption. You are welcome to it, sir. You are welcome to it. I'm very happy that you think like that. But I think you would give us credit that we have thought about all these particular things and we are very clear that we can do and we will do better and better. I can
assure
you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That was very helpful, sir. Sir, and tax implications, will there be any tax implications for the selling entity when we demerge these businesses?
So these are demergers. I don't think there is any tax implication, but if somebody sells a share, then he definitely will make a lot of money, and for that, he has to pay the tax.
Understood, sir. Sir, thank you very much for the opportunity, sir, and best wishes. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev Banerjee from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks, sir. A couple of questions. One, with respect to the continuation of previous questions itself. So, what you said is very much right, but it all depends upon turnaround of SMP, so that one cannot comment that...
Sir, where did you use the word turnaround for SMP, yes?
Margin turnaround.
क्या turnaround की बात कर रहे हो सर आप?
Going back to your 68
margin base. I'm just correcting your perception. A lot of the plants of SMP are doing phenomenally well. It is absolutely self-reliant. It doesn't need anybody's help. It's doing very well. And all these things are, this is a process, you know, when you have a greenfield of that size magnitude, you will have these particular issues. We're solving that. So you can't take a cut of slice of time and then say this is what turnaround is required. There's no turnaround. It's a ramping up, sir. Ramping up can
sure.
be good. So yeah. Turnaround and ramp up mein bahut difference hai, sir.
So as a process of this ramping up, one can see the minority interest reported as fallen from 650 odd crore to almost sub 300 crore levels. So if one looks at the valuation for the residual stake, the minority interest number can be a good indicator. So just a ballpark understanding that whether the valuation will be based on near-term subdued numbers because of the ramp-up of SMP or it should be based on a normalized SMP ramped-up situation earnings.
So definitely what the current situation is, the valuation is going to be on that. And we have the experts and all of it is going to be out in the open absolutely. So everybody knows what is the valuation and all that. And you guys, nobody can, second guess you guys. Yeah? So it's all right. We are absolutely open. What is the current situation? The valuation will be based on that. And we are very confident that the valuation and all that will be very much in your particular realm of thinking.
Surely, sir. Then the minority shareholders definitely will benefit from the SMP ramp up as the president.
I have a 26-year history, sir, of taking care of the minority shareholders, sir.
Sure. Sure, sir. That's why everybody respects. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priya Ranjan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. My question is on Muscle 2. I mean, because of Sumitomo was holding some stake here, so Sumitomo will continue to hold some stake. So how will we give them the exit?
It's a public listed company, sir. And that question is best addressed by Sumitomo, sir. I can't answer this question, sir. But I personally think that if Sumitomo-san feels there is value, they will hold on to it. And if they want to get out, it's a public listed company, sir. They can list out any time. They can sell out to me. They can do whatever they want, sir. I can't put words on that, sir.
Okay, because, I mean, the rationale for them was this business has to be separate. I mean, they don't want to probably
so get they, into they want. Businesses. So they didn't say that. They say that we want to be a core, because in core, wiring harness is a very serious business. It's a long-term business. People can have imagination or whatever. Sumitomo-san makes the components, the wires. They make the entire technology of wiring harness, and it's a very serious technology. So they just want to be into their core area, which is very fair. We don't, we really thank them that they supported us Madhusudan Sumi for the meteoric rise that we have had, and they are still shareholders on the other side, but they don't want to maintain 25% holding there, because it will come down with the SMR TBB coming in. It will come down, so it's up to them. If they want, they can keep those shares. They don't want, they can sell off to us, they can sell off in the market. I don't know, it's up to them. I can't answer that question.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pratijin Bajani from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, this is Nishan. So just wanted, congratulations. So just wanted to get a sense about the backdrop in terms of, because this has been a long-standing request and you've seen Sumitomo-san not getting comfortable with this. So can you give some backdrop as to how finally this happened in terms of what were the discussions? Something on that side from this would be really helpful.
Thank you, Nishant, for asking this question, because I don't know, people think that it was just a, you know, overnight decision and we just woke up in the morning and said, let's do it. But, you know, it is important for people to understand that in January 2012, there was a subcommittee which was formed in the board of directors meeting of Madhusudan for restructuring, because time and again we were getting a lot of requests for simplification of the group. But we have many moving parts. At one particular time, somewhere around 2016, we had almost come to an agreement that we were going to split the company and come up with a very good scheme. But then the budget came and the laws changed. And there would have been a massive tax implication on people who would have taken over, you know, bought the shares in the past 2 years or 3 years. There would have been a huge tax implication. And the problem came that, you know, who is going to bear the tax of that? And of course, we felt that it is unfair if the individual was going to pay that. So we dropped that idea. We have been working on this incessantly for a long time now. I mean, now it's 8 years. And, you know, we, the management time, everything gets absorbed in this particular thing. When in the last 3-4 months the committee came out, that we simplify the whole particular thing. We don't complicate it. We don't move a lot of moving parts or things like that. We came to a very simple agreement with Sumitomo-san that, okay, we bring out the domestic wiring harness business in India. We keep it separate. All other businesses move to Muscle 2. And in the process, we could also then address a long-term demand from the shareholders, which was, that can we not have this 51-49 thing, because people are unsure as to what is going to happen for acquisitions and all that. So we addressed that particular thing also, and we said we will only demerge SMR PBB because that value is already discovered. The value is very reflective in the value of Madhusudan Sumi System shares, and hence only that particular thing was taken out. All joint ventures were kept separately. so that this whole complication of doing valuations and, you know, people having objections to this and that, all that would be reduced to absolutely zero. And we leave enough for all the investors, because look at the history of Motherson. You know, if you had invested 25,000 rupees in 93 with Motherson, today the value is 5.5 crores of that particular thing. And this is coming from some TV, it's not coming from me. So all I'm trying to explain is we have always given tremendous amount of value to our investors. And we thought, in such a scenario, how do we do it in a manner that, you know, Sumitomo-san is comfortable, the shareholders are comfortable, the employees of the group are comfortable. So in that process, we are very grateful to Sumitomo-san for understanding this particular situation also. Very grateful to the employees also, that they understand that this particular thing, we have to bite the bullet and make it more simple for the investors. So on that basis, there was a long process of talking with people, talking with lawyers, talking with investment bankers, and we were doing it in a very coveted system, because we were seeing that, you know, people are just having a rumor mill kind of a thing happening over there. So we said, no, we'll bring it out in the open, take the approval from the board, so that there are no people having mistrust or misunderstanding what Motherson is trying to do. We do it right in the open, everybody does it. So that's the whole process of how we came to that. Finally, yesterday, we could convince the board, and the board also felt that it's a very fair way to look at it. We appointed. In 2 months' time, we will get a report from these guys. Based on that report, we then present it to the board. Board approves it, and if they agree, then we will go ahead. If the board feels, and we have five independent directors, in the majority is of independent directors in Motherson. If all of them are happy with this particular thing, we go ahead. If not, we drop it. We won't do it. So I don't think people are thinking that it will happen. I'm just saying that there is a possibility, maybe a remote one, but it is a possibility that we may not do it also.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pramod Amte from CGS-CIMB. Please go ahead. Pramod Amte, please go ahead with your question. Mr. Amte, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. There is no response from the line or the current participant. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vivek Chand Sehgal for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I think in the mind of the whole board and the employees of Motherson Sumi, this is a very important development for our company. We want to be absolutely fair to all the stakeholders of Motherson Sumi, and our history will tell you that we will maintain what we are saying. We are grateful for all of you to attend this particular conference at short notice. And thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Motherson Sumi Systems Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.